Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov. El Ha'avos Rashi says, but b'shem Shakai u'shmi Havaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he was only Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avos were on a different bechina of a shaychus with the Beshefer, with the shem Shakai. Lemaisa, the Svarim, I saw the Shem Yishmuel, talks about you have the Shloisha Avos that I mentioned here, and then you have Moshe Rabbeinu. And the emes is, together it's four. There's the Arba L'shoynis of Geula, there's Arba Goliyos, there's Shalosh Regalim and Shabbos, there's Gimel Averos Chamuris, and then there's Lashon Hara. There's a lot of things that it's a series of three and then one. And he sets that up in the system over here also, that there's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and then Bazunder Moshe. But specifically, the Abedis Nakuda of Kael Shakai, that shame, Shin, Dalet, and Yud, those Oisiyos, represents Teva. Why does it represent Teva? Because if you spell out Shin, Dalet, and Yud, the Pnimi letters, I'm going to close the door, the Pnimi letters of Shin, Dalet, and Yud, in the Shin is Yud Nun, in the Dalet is Lamed Tov, and in the Yud is Vav Dalet. That's gematria 500. 500 is Teva. 500 is that every Rakia of the world is 500. Peru Urevu is gematria 500. A person has Ramach Evarim, but an Akeva has Ranab Evarim, four extra Evarim. Together, the Zachar and the Akeva have 500 Evarim. So 500 is Teva. And Shakai is Sha'omar Lo Ilamoy Dai, that it's limited. Yes, it's a huge universe. There's Rakia, it's 500 Me'ashana each one. Abba B'chalefin, that's Sha'omar Lo Ilamoy Dai. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Avos were on a Madrega that they were able to fear Zich in such an oifen. But now, especially since Klal Yisrael has to leave Mitzrayim early, had they stayed till the end, maybe that would be the system. But there's a need for making a mapecha, something different. A shem havaya that's going to be a total different mahalach. That's a mapecha. The Medrash brings a famous mashal about the Ben Melech that fell into a bar, Mole Shoifchin. Paiskin Bibesayan, for those that are still holding in that sugya. But the Melech himself has to come down and take him out. We spoke about it the other week. Ve'elishmois, Shchinta Begalus also. But that was Shem Havaya coming in. That was the Sneh. Imo Yanoichi Betzara. Hashem is coming down, but with Shem Havaya making a change. And he's going to do a mahalach now of Ditzach Adash Be'achav. Ditzach Adash Be'achav is Gematria 501. It's beyond. It's 501. It's not 500. It's beyond that. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing the system b'chlal. But actually, the pasuk before it even is makdim that the Ovis was Shem Shakai, and as opposed to by Moshe Rabbeinu was Shem Havaya, there's the pasuk before that even. Vayadaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Vayadaber is a Lashon Kosheh, and it says Elikim, which is Midas Adin, over at the same time is Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. We know that when we say Shema Yisrael, it's Hashem, Elikeinu, Sai Hashem, which is that Bechina of Rachamim, and Sai Elikeinu, which is that Bechina of Din, it's Hashem Echad, it's really one. It's not too different. I heard once that when Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei Mayesh Tzadik V'Raloi, Rosh V'Toivloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heraloi Kesher Shel Tfilin. What's Kesher Shel Tfilin? It's brought down that the ritzuas of the tefillin, you're supposed to make sure that the ritzua yamin is longer than the ritzua of the smol, to show that the yamin is misgaber on the smol. But the truth is, that's only on the kesher, on the ritzuas in the front. In the back, it's all tied up in a knot. The yamin, the smol, it's all one big. And that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing, you don't understand everything, but it's Hashem Echad, Sai the Din and Sai the Rachim, it's really only one. It says in Tikkunei Zoyar, there are various ways of spelling Yud Kei Vav Kei. We spoke about it other times, but one of the ways of spelling out Yud Kei Vav Kei b'miluyah with an aleph, it comes out gematria 45, which is ma. Ma is mem he. Spell mem he, mem mem he aleph. That's 86. So havaya eventually gets to elikim, which is 86. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emes now to the Mitzrayim, there's going to be a gefer lechamidas adin. But at the same time, this process of we're saying that of starting now of the Tzach Adash Bachav is going to be the process of going beyond the Teva and making a Geula for Klal Yisrael. Now we know that the Pasuk says many Lashoinis of Geula, V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokachti, the Yerushalmi brings, and the Medrash Rashi brings it in Pesachim. There are many Makaris to this in Chazal, that the Dalet Koisis of Yayin, there are various reasons why Chazal made a Takon of Dalet Koisis of Yayin by Leila Seder. The emesis, of course, was haste. It's Pasha the technicality, this Kiddush Alakois, add them up, this Kiddush Alakois, Haggadah Alakois, Birchas Hamazin Alakois, and Halal Alakois. If someone gets married 3 days before Pesach and there's Sheva Brachas, there's a whole tshuva in the Poiskim. Where you bring in, where's the fifth kais going to be for the Sheva Brachas? Is it a problem of Moisef ala kaisis or not? It's a whole, Moshe has a tshuva about it. It's already discussed in the Poiskim, how you work that out. Of course, because each kais is for an Indian, but there's an Indian of the Arba kaisis. It says kais parai four times in the Chaloim of Yosef. Actually, Rashi brings it differently. He says it says kais parai three times. And one is for Birchas Hamazon. That's like Bazunda. But the Arba Lashoynes, the truth is there's a fifth Lashon, the Hevesi. And there's a suffix if a Hevesi is part of the process. That's why there's a fifth Kais. It's Kais Shalaliyo. We have to decide still if there is going to be that fifth Shlav of the Gula. But the Dalit Lashoynes are the Dalit Shlavim of the Gula. Now, why Dafka Dalit Kaisis of Yayin? Why not Dalit Kaisis of Mayim? Why not Arba Matzois? There actually are Arba Matzois for those, or most of Klal Yisrael, that has three matzahs on Leila Seder. Not everyone does. But we break the middle matzah, many do, and then you have four matzahs taka. So there are four matzahs. But why Yayin? So first of all, Yayin is Mesamel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avatos, Nazkira Doidecha Miyayin. Yayin also, different than if it would be Arba Mayim, or Arba Matzahs, or Arba Egoizin, the Riboy of the Yayin, of each Kais, it's more. When it's Moisev Ahoylich, and it's the same thing with the Geula. The Dalet Shoynes of Geula exponentially grew. The third Kais and the fourth Kais and beyond, it's not just Mar B'mor Simcha, it exponentially grows the Simcha, it exponentially grows the Geula. The different Shoynes of Geula are representative of how the Geula was processing. There's another pshat that Meshech Chachma brings, why Dafki Yayin? We pick up Yayin and we make the Arba Shoynes of Geula. He says, we say, V'hi Sha'amda, V'hi is the Yayin. The Yayin is that Klal Yisrael through the Golus kept themselves separated with the gezeira of not drinking yain nochri, mishum b'naiseya, mishum avodah zarah. It shouldn't come to under azach and aber. Yayin was mesamel that the hivdilanu between a yin and a goy. You know, we spoke about it last week, that it says shleishinu es shmoisam malbusham v'lishoinam, and that's what kept them. We said, nowadays there's a machlokes in the Paiskim, if you yet could use non-Jewish names or not. Ramosh and Shuvah says, only before Matan Torah, you had to be careful about that because they didn't have Torah. They needed Shaleishinu Shmoisam Labusham Lashayna. But Al Kaponim Shaleishinu Shmoisam Labusham Lashayna. But it's fascinating. They were still in the 50th Kamat, 50th Sharatuma. They had the Ma'ila of Shaleishinu Shmoisam. I heard once a Sprach. I don't know who the Bala Memra is, but you can be called Chatzkol, wear a Shtrimal, and speak Yiddish, but still be in the Memtes Sharatuma. But there's an Elyonis, there's a Ma'ila that you call yourself Chatzkol, wear a Shtrimal, and speak Yiddish. But that's the Yayin keeps us separate. Now to go even more specifically, the first Lashon of Geul is Vaitseisi. Vaitseisi Eschem Mitacha Sivlois Mitzrayim. There's a Nakuda that you have to, the Ishbisit talks about this in Meshalach, a person has to be soivel in the Golas. You know, you can have a matzav, a person, he's sefriden. He does, I'm not soivel, HaKol Mitzuyan, I don't even want to go out. No, it's Vaitseisi Eschem that it has to be that we should be soivel. We should realize we're soivel. But on the other hand, you know, soivel could mean suffering. Soivel could also mean a person farmoked something, a person carries something, a person's able to be soivel something, to be able to carry it. A person has to, or we even say savlonis could mean a person has patience. He has savlonis for it. No, it has to be Vaitseisi Eschem Itacha Simlois Mitzrayim that Itacha. That you soivel it. That you soivel from it. Vaitseisi, v'itzalti. V'itzalti is gematria 541. The same as Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is being created here. The same as v'hiflesi, because Klal Yisrael is also being separated. Those are all 541. Actually, v'hiflesi, which we're saying is not in the system, is gematria Mashiach ben David. That's already for la'asid lovay. It's yedua. From the Gra, it's brought down in the Siddur HaGra, he says that the Arba Lashoynes of Geula are, well, most Rishonim quote Vaitseisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lekachti. There's actually a steer in the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Psachim, over there in Arvei Pesachim, he says those four, but he changes the order. It's weird. He says, Vaitzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'hitzalti. It's possible not to say. The Seder is Vaitzesi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti. The Rashbam says, Vaitzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'hitzalti. I had once a tzad, and there's a deep like that. There's another Rashbam. There's Rashbam in Baba Basra. He says the Arba L'shoynis are Vaitzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'hevesi. I mean, he doesn't count v'hitzalti b'chlal. His fourth one is v'hevesi. Yitochen that in Pesachim that it's not the wrong order. It's that the fourth one is not v'hitzalti. The fourth one is v'hevesi. And we skip v'hitzalti, and it's v'hitzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'hevesi. Pastas v'hevesi is not l'gabi the gula. That's already coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's another shlav. But the Goyin writes in the Siddur, he says, no, it's v'hitzesi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti and v'ga'alti. It only says v'ga'alti once, but the pshat isn't the Goyin. The pasuk says v'ga'alti eschem b'zroya netuya u'v'shvatim gedoylem. The Goyin reads it separately. There's v'ga'alti b'zroya netuya and nochemel v'ga'alti b'shvatim gedoylem. Tzveimol v'ga'alti. The third and fourth kaisa together, he says, ben shlishi l'revi, the Mishnah says, lo yishte. Not to be moisif kaisis there. They go together. It's v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. They're tzmudim zelezeh. There's a Yerushalmi that says also the arba parshias, akeneged, the arba kaisis, and between shkolim, zohar, parah chaydish, there's never a Shabbos hafsaka. Sometimes there's a Shabbos hafsaka between shkolim and zohar, sometimes between zohar and parah, depending on the calendar, but between par and chaydish, lo yafsik. Ben shlishi l'rvi, lo yafsik, lo yishte. But the Goyin says, it's not v'lokachti, v'lokachti is matan Torah. V'lokachti is already matan Torah. The arba l'shoynis of Geulah, when we talk about on Pesach, it's v'yitzeitzi v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, v'go'alti. Frek the Goyin on himself, aber in Rashi, the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi, all the Rishonim, the Medrash in so many places, they all say v'lokachti. Toyes ha-soifer. Toyes ha-soifer. Kimat nish meglich to upslug the Goyin. I know we can quote all the Rishonim, but he says it's supposed to say v'ga'aldi. I found the Balaturim in the Parsha, not like the Goyin, the first. He says this arba l'shoynis of Geula, v'yitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'ga'aldi, v'lokachti, ze gematria, v'lo yifchais la'oni shebi Yisrael me'arba koises shal yayin. The first, not like the Goyin. Machtechezhin. It doesn't go with v'aldi, it's same old. It goes with v'lokachti. The Chasam Sofer writes that there's really six Lashonis of Geula. V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti, v'heveisi. And then there's v'nosati eschem. He says that's also a shlav. L'osid lovoi. And he said l'osid lovoi, there's going to be six shlavim. V'atabet einai b'shuroi. B'shuroi, shuroi is 516. It's each kois is 86. Kois is gematria 86, amida of din. Each kais is 86. The truth is, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. That's 5 times 86. But the kaisi Yashibud was only one kais, 86, and they went out early. But 6 times kais is already 516. 516, we know that Voeschanan is 515, and then there's a shlav even beyond that. Beyond that, that's already the... That's already the sixth kais. The Sfarim also say that the arba kaisis are connected the arba goluyos. Vaitzesi v'itzalti v'galti v'lakachti. But then v'hevesi, that fifth kais, is connected as a fifth golus. There's golus yishmol. Besides golus adam, the Sfarim talk about that. There's a golus yishmol. And Vehevesi is connected that goal. Vehevesi, like we said already, is Gematria Mashiach ben David. And that's that last shlav. So the Gemara, the Sugi goes on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden, to tell Pari that he's going to take them out, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a taina, kal v'chomer. Hein b'nei Yisroel, lo yishomu elai, ve'ech yishmeini paro. So Rashi says, zu echos min ha'asara, kal v'chomer shebetoira. Because if b'nei Yisroel, lo yishomu elai, ze'ech yishmeini paro, kal v'chomer paro won't listen. Fregan Allah, there's a famous kasha, a lot of Torah on this. The pasuk says, mefuris v'lo yishomu el Moshe, Mikoitze Ruach, or Meavoid the Kosher. No, so it says that the reason that they weren't Shama is because of Koitze Ruach and Avoid the Kosher. Pari doesn't have Koitze Ruach and Avoid the Kosher. Where's the Kal V'Chaymer? It's a Pirchot to the Kal V'Chaymer. Rashi says this is a Kal V'Chaymer. Could be. I heard once a pshat like this. First of all, how taka could Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Yidden that they're going to go out? They know that there's a gezeira for 400 years, 430 years. What's taka the cheshbon that they're going out early? Hayitoche, the gezeira. There was a bris ben absarim. It's built in to be like that. So there's many mahalchim. Chishet es haketz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes out 190 years. There's all kind of cheshbonis. But the pshat is it was because vayimaru. It was because of me'avoy the kasha. That the Avodah Kasha that they did in these 200 years, or the 86 years of the Kasha Yashibit, is subsequent for the entire, the 86 is connected, all 430. You know, they I'm interrupting myself, but it's fascinating this. It says they were supposed to be 430 years, but it says already Yosef in Mitzrayim set up at Paroi that you only have to give one out of five. Arba Yodis go to the king, and he parted the Yidden from that. So the Yidden that had to give 86 times 5, it's enough that they only give one etzba. They only have to give one midah, one share of 86. And it's already enough. But the other mahalach is the reason it's enough because it was extra hard. But the pasuk is saying, V'loy shamu el Moshe, mi kaitzer ruach me'avoy de kasha. They didn't listen to Moshe that there's this shtickle Torah that because there was kaitzer ruach and avoy de kasha that it's a sibah to go out. They didn't buy into that shtickle. There's another pshat, the Sfasema says, it's a shtickle shver because I don't think it's a kal v'chomer. Rashi says it's a kal v'chomer, but he says it's a moir de gazach. Hein b'nei Yisrael le'shamu elai ech yishmeni parei. A person has to know if he wants to be convinced and convince the parei to let you out of Golis, you have to be convinced yourself. If you're not convinced b'shleimus, b'emuna, yourself of the fact that this is what's supposed to be, you're not going to convince Paroi. If you're not convinced, how do you think you're going to be able to convince them? There's another pshat, the Rishonim bring, there's a mussel. If someone comes to the jail and he's megamgem, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that, v'lei Shamuel Moshe, he's megamgem, he says, if you tell the asir, the prisoner, that he's going to go out, and he's not listening, so certainly you're going to try to convince the shomer, he's certainly not going to listen. The parasha takes a interruption and it goes through Bnei Ruvain and Bnei Shimon, and then it zooms in more specifically to Bnei Levi, and we're going now to the Seder of Amram, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, by Ruvain and Shimon it says, Eila Roshei Bati Avosam. By Levi it says, Eila Shmois Bnei Levi. He says, it's not Stam, it's the names of Levi. The Bnei Levi, every name that they were given was also because of the Kosh Yashibit. Gershoin is Ger Hayisi, Kahos, Sheshineim Keos, Merari, Vayimaru. And this is Yadua, that even though Levi wasn't in the Shibud, Bnei Levi wasn't in the Shibud, but they were Noisa Ba'ol with the Shibud. They were Noisa Ba'ol with the Shibud, and there's a fascinating concept, the Rabbi Yonis and Aibish, it says, why did Paroi not put Levi into the Shibud? Because he knew Alpi, it's the Gnoisov, that it's going to be someone from Shevet Levi that's going to take them out. And he had a moiridike plan, and it was a richtige plan. It's not kruma. If Levi won't be in the Shibud, they won't be soivel. So the Mashiach Shel Yisrael that's supposed to come from them won't sprout out from it. It's the reason the Mashiach is going to come is because this taka gefer lechatzar, and from there it's going to sprout that Yeshua and that Mashiach. If Levi won't suffer, it's a richtige cheshmen. The Mashiach won't come from it. So why? What foiled his plan? Because they were noise ba'ol. Shevet Levi entirely, and specifically Moshe. Vayar b'sivloisam, vayetzei alecha. We spoke the other week. How did he bechlal know who he was? Bisi bas Pari is growing, being megadolim in the army of Pari. How does he bechlal know? Vayar b'sivloisam. But he knows, and he's yenoisei ba'ol, and that's why that plan doesn't work. Now it says that you have Aaron and Moshe shkulim. Moshe Aaron Moshe. The pasuk switches it. La'amik shkulim hein. Stickle most of the b'dichas, but it used to be in Svarim, when they printed Svarim, the sharblad of many Svarim had a dumus, pictured a tzior of Moshe Rabbeinu on one side and Aaron on the other side. Someone would have kind of got a long beard, a whole, it was a tzura, it was, in the printers. But I have to check if some of these oldest farm, but it had it that Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall, very, very tall and thin, and Aaron was much shorter, but a lot heavier. That's how it was depicted. So they asked the printer how he came to that. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas high. Because it's Chazal say. And he says, Aaron was much shorter, l'choira. It's not Pashtus. Pashtus is right that he was also 10 amas high, but Aaron was much shorter because he goes up to 3 malos to the menorah, and he lights the menorah. Must be he's much shorter. So they said, yeah, but why Moshe much thinner? He says, steak shkulim heim. He said, yeah, shkulim heim. Oh, but the emes is, the Ber Yosef asked, he said, how could you say shkulim heim? Moshe Rabbeinu is Novi. Aaron represents Avoida, Radifas Shalom. It's various things, but it's different sugis. It's not the same. Greater than, less than, id is, bein is. But how do you say shkulim? The answer is because they both said on themselves, v'nachnu mo. When you have Spitz Anova or V'nachnu Ma, in V'nachnu Ma, even with all the milos that you have, you're able to say Shkulim Heim. Can I ask him who I was talking to if he can? Oh. The Pasuk says, Umoyshe ben Shmoinim Shona. The Aaron ben Shalish Ushmoinim Shana Ba'omdam Lifnei Pare. Umoisha ben Shmoinim Shana, the Aaron ben Shalish Ushmoinim Shana Ba'omdam Lifnei Pare. There's a famous kasha that I saw the Achroinim ask, the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, many Achroinim, they're still in this kasha. A simple cheshbon. The Pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. We know that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. The Yidden were in the Midbar for Arboyim Shana. It's a Pasuk. Uvenei Yisrael Ochlus Hamon Arboyim Shana Adboyim Al Eretz Neshavis. They were in the Midbar. Arboyim Shana Akad Bedar. There's Psukim in Torah, in Navi, Chazal Zichar. They were 40 years in the Midbar. Moshe was Shmoinim Shana when he comes to Paran. There's a Mishnah in Idis that says Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh. And there's an interesting cheshbon how to work that out, how this process of the Makos to work out exactly which chodesh each makah happened. But Kipshuta, it says, I mean, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph that the Shibud of Avisenu stopped Rosh Hashanah. But the Mishpat, L'chayr Makas Dam, and the process thereof, starts Nisan before. So it's a full year. 80 years that Moshe Rabbeinu is when he comes to Pare, plus 1 year of Mishpat Mitzrayim, plus 40 years in the Midbar, adds up to 121. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 on Yom Ptirasai. Where is Nelam the year? Something is off. Where is Nelam that year? Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Hagoyis Yaivitz in Zvachim, Kuf Yud Ches, in the Sugis at the end of Zvachim, says a fascinating Chiddush. He says the Yidden were in the Midbar for 39 years. It's not 40, it's 39. It's 40 is rounded off, it's really 30. Shivim Nefesh is 69, and Sfiris Aymer is 49, and 40 means 39. As I Zokta, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvah writes that when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, it really means he was 79. He had entered his 80th year. And the truth is, there's another mahalach that even though it says the Mishpat Mitzrayim was 12 months, but on the other hand, the Mishnah says that the Shibit stopped only Rosh Hashanah, and there are those that learn that the process of these 10 makas was a much shorter period of time, and they work out what it means, Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh, and it's not really a full year. So our question that 40 plus 1 plus 80 equals 121, I offered 3 terutzim. Don't use all 3 terutzim. Use 1 of the 3 terutzim. If you'll use all 3 terutzim, Moshe Rabbeinu will be 118. So it's either the 40 is 39, or the 80 is 79, or the 1 is not really a 1. But it's a fascinating cheshbon to work out. Exactly, we're going to soon see how the makas, in which part of the year did the various makas start, and how did that run. The Chasam Sofer writes, it says, Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana and Aaron was Shalish v'Shmoinim Shana. Moshe was 80, Aaron was 83. 80 and 83 is 163. Etzpa. Etzpa is Gematria 163. And Miriam was 86. Farshteitzich, it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Bechor Staf Hey, if Miriam was younger than Aaron or older than Aaron, I know everyone learned in Gan that she was older than Aaron, it's a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, but like the pshat that Miriam was older and she was 86, so that's Gematria Elikim. It says, Etzpa Elikim, Etzpa, is gematria the age of Moshe and Aaron, and Elohim is gematria the age that Miriam was. The Chasam Sofer also writes, it's not nohug by the Leila Seder to take with your etzba out of the wine 16 times, 10 by the Makos, 3 for the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, and another 3 times by Dam Be'esh V'Simrei Sashan. That's Yudvav, 16 times, and it's Yudvav Hach. Hach is that there were 16 Makis. And he goes to explain that you're supposed to dafka do it with the Etzba, because Etzba is 163. That's 16 times 10. Why the 3? It's because there's tagging on the letters. But that's how he has a cheshbon, how the Etzba Elikim is nirmaz in the Shvicha Siyayin that we do by the Leila Seder. Now, in the process of the Makis, it's usually understood that the Makis were for 7 days. That's what most people nem on. It does say after the Maka of Dam, before Tzvardeya, it says, Vayimali Shiva Siyomim Achri HaKais Hashem Esayar. The truth is, it's a machlekes Tanoim in the Medrash Tanchum, in the Rabbah. There's many places in the Medrash. In the Tanchum, it's brought down in the machlekes Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemia, whether the Maka of Dam was for 7 days, and then there was a 23-day break till Tzvardeya, meaning each Maka was a Chodesh. We're going to try to get 12 Chodoshim here. Not exactly going to work out to 12, but let's try to fill in the year. That it was 7 days and then a break of 23 days, or rather, alternatively, Faker, the Maka was for 23 days, and then the break, the Seven Yomim, was the break in between. It's not Pasha that all the Makas Bechlal took time. Makas Bechiris certainly didn't. I saw Rishonim that say that Dever, similar to Makas Bechiris, was a split second. Borod also possibly could just take a few minutes and it does its thing. Hare, the purpose is the Taitza of ruining the what's it called? But if you'll say it was Taka 7, so then they get stuck by Choshech, because Choshech for sure says it was only 3 days or sets of 3 days, but the Yefei Tayer and the Pirush on the Medrash over there, he says no. Like the Shita that each Maka was 20-something days, Choshech also was. It came in units of 3. Instead of being 2 units of 3, 7 days, 7 because Shabbos it didn't happen, it was, well, this is already a huge machlokes, but if you learn that Choshech was in Chodesh Nisan, they say it was Zayin Ches Tes Nisan, then Yud Nisan was Shabbos, a break, and then Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Others say that no, that Choshech was in Adar. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'seichem la'yehudim ha'yisa oira, and it was in Chodesh Adar. But I'll go upon him, if it was in units of 3, it could be like the Shita that the Maka was 20-something days. It was not 2 units of 3, but 7 units of 3. And that's how you can have the cheshbon of the 12 months. The Mishnah in Idiyas, as mentioned in Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud, that says Chamisha Dvarim are Shnei Masr Chodesh. Mishpat Dor Hamabul was Shnei Masr Chodesh. Mishpat Iyov was Shnei Masr Chodesh. Mishpat Hamitzriim b'Mitzrayim Shnei Masr Chodesh. Mishpat Goy Umagoy Shnei Masr Chodesh. Mishpat Rishoyim b'Gehenim Shnei Masr Chodesh. We say Kaddish for 11 months. V'chule. The Mefarshim on that Mishnah already right away shtel, like I mentioned already, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud, that Barosh Hashanah Batla Avoidus Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. How does that stem? There's various pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Tferes Yisrael Afanor and the Mishnayis over there makes the cheshmet that Makas Dam was in the prior Iyar. And then working his way from Iyar, he's trying to work out the year. Another pshat is that it first started in Tammuz. The Chacham Sofer, in trying to stem with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, actually works out that the Makkah of Dam started Rosh Hashanah. And it was an Ibriyar. And he has it all worked out exactly in the cheshbon for each month, how it works out. But his cheshbon is that Ataka starts from Rosh Hashanah. And then with the two Adars, and then Choshech was already in Nisan, and he has that worked out. Ad Kedei, he has an interesting pilpul. You know, the Chartumim attempted to do Dam and Tzvardeya. By Kinim, they weren't Matzliach. By Shchin, it says, Layochlu HaChartumim Lamoid. And the Marsha asks, why didn't they attempt Arayv? And he hasn't worked out there. But then he says, why didn't they do Dever? Interesante Kasha. His cheshbon is because Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Dever. And according to his calculation, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, it was Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Shabbos. And when the Makkah started, and Dever Taka was an instant, so they couldn't do it on Shabbos. Ki Yadua, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you can't do the various kishif and oiv and all these kind of things can't be done on Shabbos. And that's his cheshbon why they couldn't do it on Shabbos. Now another fascinating thing is there's another rule that these things of kishif can't be done on water. And another rule is that it could only be done when they're standing on the ground. There's even a famous kasha. It says that the Chartumim weren't able to do kinim because the kinim, they can't be shaylel on something that that's small. But the problem is there's two kinds of kishif. There's one that ba'ifin dimyan creates something, and one that transfers something from somewhere else. So if it's taking it from somewhere else, they weren't able to transfer things that were that small. But why didn't they do kinim with koyach hadimyan? So the answer is because if they're doing it with koyach hadimyan, it only looks like kinim and it's not really kinim. Now they're seeing Moshe Rabbeinu making kinim. Now yesh lachar, they're attempting to do kinim also. They weren't able to do it because they weren't on the ground. Why weren't they on the ground? If it's koyach hadimyan, then they're still on the ground because Moshe's kinim is also not real kinim. From the fact that they're not able to do it is showing not so much that they're not able to do it, but the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is a raya that his is not kishif. His is obviously something else that it's beyond what their yecholus is. It says by Oroiv, Umalu bote Mitzrayim es Oroiv v'gam ha'adomo asher heim aleha. There's a vart, I think the Chanukah Satorah says it, the animals, they're extra villed if they're on their own habitat. So it had to come along with ha'adoma asher heim aleha. But there's another pshat from the Liv Yeschein. He says, we said that the kishif machers, they take it from one place and bring it somewhere else. And that's what they were doing by Oroiv. So shtel tzachvar, if they brought these vildechayis, they brought it from the jungle. So the Mitzrayim had a plan. Let's go to the jungle. Over there it's empty now. So the pasuk says, no, the makah was v'gam ho'adom asher heim aleha. Makah nishtois. There was also a whole bunch here, but it was also in the jungle. Why? Because it wasn't kishif. If it was kishif, it would have been a transfer. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the chemes, is the b'shefer. So it's v'gam ho'adom asher heim aleha. Redzich nishtayin, that you can come to Mitzrayim and falosef because the ones in the jungle aren't there now. It's not going to help you because, and again, the same way we said by Kinim. It's vaita time and again arai that it's not, they're trying to do with kishif and latayim, but by them, by his, it's not that. I think the Naim Elimelech says, it says later on, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tnu lachem moifes, meaning, a kishif macher knows his secrets, he knows the tricks of the trade, he knows what he's doing, he has it planned out. Tnu lachem moifes, that it should be that Moshe does it, and he himself is misfall from it. He was just an amsoi bringing the bashefer's, by Borod, it says, Hinani Mamtir Ka'es Machar. So Rashi says, Ka'es Machar, Ka'es Azois Lamachar, Sarat Lay Srita, Bekaisa Lamachar. He made a line on the wall. Tomorrow, when the sun reaches this line, you know, it said Machar earlier by Devaros. Vasef is punked here by Borod, Rashi's Madgish. He made a Srita on the Kaisa. So the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant, he says, Amar de Gazach, you know, there's going to be Borod. Pari will say, this was the meteorologist, this was the weather forecast. There's going to be snow in Florida, and there's going to be Borod in Mitzrayim. What is it? So somebody, no, it's going to be totally sunny, gurnished. It's going to be, all of us, it's going to reach this line, punkt, azay. It's going to happen, punkt. Not out of the blue. And that's why they're not going to have time also to bring their behemoth in. Oh. Interesting. We know there's two kapitlich in Tehillim that talk barichas about the Seder of the Makkos, and this fascinating diyukim in it's capital Kuf Hei and capital Ayin Ches Nuchzach, that goes through the Seder of the Makkos. It says it in a different order. That's also why Rabbi Yehuda Noisim Dem Simon and the Tzach Adash Bachav, that you're supposed to say it in the Seder that the Torah said, and not the Seder that the Tehillim says it. But I saw a fascinating zach on that. There's a steer in the Medrash. There's a Medrash that says that there was a Sichsuch Gvul, there was a border dispute between Mitzrayim and Kush. And since it says about the Hi Akinam B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, by Kinim, when it spread across the whole Mitzrayim, and it didn't go beyond, and it didn't go into the other border, that's where it was resolved, the border dispute. And now they know where the border is with Mitzrayim. As they stay in the Medrash. Problem is, there's another Medrash that says there was a border dispute between Mitzrayim and Kush, and by Makas Arbe, the Arbe came, and since the Arbe only went exactly punk where the border was, that's why it was Machriya the border dispute. So the kashas, but they already were machriya, the border dispute by Kenan. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kofei, Nosan Gishmeim Borod, Eish Lahavis Ba'artsam, Bayach Gafnam Utei, Nosan Bayashaber Eitz Gvulam. The Borod ruined, they put up the borders, but the Borod ruined the Eitz Gvulam. When Borod ruined the Eitz Gvulam, there had to be a restart on the border dispute. But I saw, interesting, in the same vein of thought, very interesting, it says by the Tzvardeya already, the Pasuk says that the Chartumim tried to do Tzvardeya also, they were able to be Matzliach by Tzvardeya, but it says they did the Tzvardeya, Vayalu has a Tzvardim al Eretz Mitzrayim. So I saw Meredith Gepshat, this is Pakert, Pare is a Ramai, he sent his Chartumim to go do the Tzvardeya, they were, the Kingdom they weren't able to do, and all that, but Tzvardeya they were able to do. He sent his Chartumim to go make fake Tzvardim beyond the border, to take over a little bit. And Veloyach, that Loyachlu, Vatala Tzvardeya, Eretz Mitzrayim. The Chartum, even in Tzvardeya, they were able to do it, but Vatala Tzvardeya, only Eretz Mitzrayim. He was not able to do the border trip. Okay, we're in the middle of a process of the Tzach Hadash Bachav, and fascinatingly, the way we have the Messiah of the Parshias, the way we lay on the Torah, the Awaminik, is that we break it up into seven and three. There's a reason for that. There's the first seven, and then we're first getting ready for the last three. There's the seven lower level, and then the three upper levels. In the spheres, it's like that also. There's a system that it runs like that. A good friend of mine told me he's making a bris on Shabbos. What's the connection for an Einikel? What's the connection? So I said, Va'era is Gematria 208. 208 is 8 times Havaya. So is Arba, which is going to be the 8th Makkah, but Parshas Ve'era already is setting the stage for that level of 8, and it's Gematria Yitzchak, and it's also Gematria B'domayich Chayi. B'domayich Chayi is 104, but we say it twice. B'domayich Chayi, B'domayich Chayi. So, like we started with the Shir, Avada, the process of these Makkahs is to go all the way Avada, beyond the Teva, not just 7, but Ve'era, to go even to the level 8, and we're going to keep you in suspense. We're in the middle of the process, Be'ezer Hashem. Avada, we're literally going through Mitzrayim in the weeks of Shavuot. We should continue being Zoicha to have a Yitzias Mitzrayim.